It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field, game number two for us here today after Hastings College upsets Doan, second-seeded Doan Tigers in our first ball game today by a score of 6-1. Hastings now playing in this ball game against Midland, team that we just played on Saturday. In fact, we're already underway as John Nadels has already grounded out to the third baseman. Vinny Orsi is up there now for Midland. Midland up to bat here. Hastings College going to be in the first base dugout, but Midland over here at the third base dugout. They're the visiting team here this afternoon. Hastings will be the home team here in game number two. The Broncos picking up a big win in the opener over Doan, 6-1. Broncos now 14-26 on the season, facing a team in Midland that finished with identical 9-11 records in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year. Midland has an overall mark of 28 wins and 2 losses on the season. This is Vinny Orsi up to the plate. A.J. Frechtel getting the start for Hastings College in game number two today. Frechtel is, of course, the product out of Grand Island. His overall record is sitting at 1 win and 5 losses. He's a left-handed thrower here for the Broncos, and he's even up here on the count of Vinny Orsi at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Frechtel has thrown 41 innings so far for the Broncos, giving up 49 hits, 37 of those earned runs. He's given up 37 earned runs and 37 runs and 31 earned runs, 16 base on balls and 40 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 6.80 as he will get the start here for Hastings in game number two. Again, Jeremy Williams, the winner in game number one this morning and this afternoon in the first ball game of the GPAC Championships. Back at Duncan Field, the friendly confines of Duncan. There's a swing and a miss and a strikeout as Vinny Orsi goes down. So two up, two down for Midland here in the top half of the first inning. This will be another 7-inning ball game between these two clubs. Now Zach Kinsella, the third baseman, coming up there next. So Zach Kinsella is going to be a right-handed hitter as he comes to the plate, and the first pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. Hastings going with A.J. Frechtel on the mound this afternoon. Brent Hermanison behind the plate. John LeMaster is over there at first base. At second base is going to be Ben Reimer. Gabe Salas gets to start again for the Broncos at shortstop, and Adam Brown is at third base. Out of the outfield here for the second ball game, Trenton Neal out in left. Ryan Anderson is out in center field, and Ryan Valdez is out in right field for Hastings College. Gonzalez got a count now of 2 balls and 1 strike here at the plate. These two teams played just the final series of the regular season up in Fremont. Midland and Hastings splitting two. Midland winning the first ball game 3-1. Hastings coming back to win the second one by a score of 2-1. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 3 balls and 1 strike here to Zach Kinsella, the third baseman for Midland. Here's the next pitch by Frechtel. It's going to be inside, and he walks him. So after getting the first two guys a ground out and a strikeout, Kinsella is going to reach base here with a base on balls, and now Dylan Steyer comes to the plate next. He is the left fielder for Midland. Midland is a team hitting .258 on the regular season. As Steyer will come to the plate for the first time this afternoon, he's got pretty good numbers, hitting .309 in the season. He's got 43 base hits and 139 trips to the plate. He fouls away the first pitch into the screen, and the count goes to 0-1 to Dylan Steyer. Temperature for the second ball game is officially at 50 degrees here at game time, with winds out of the north at about 21 miles per hour. No balls and one strike here to Dylan Steyer. Next pitch is on the way. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now 1 ball and 1 strike. Had 2 home runs, believe it or not, out of Duncan Field in the first 2 ball games here at Duncan. Northwestern hit one to win their ball game in the 8th inning over Dakota Wesleyan 4-3. Nebraska Wesleyan hit a home run as they knocked out Mount Marty in the ball game preceding this one by a score of 5-1. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Hastings picking up a 6-1 win over Doan in their ball game today. And Midland, they knocked off Morningside in the second ball game out of Smith by a score of 3-2. There's a hard hit ball. It's going to be over the head of Ryan Valdez out in right field. That's going to bounce off of the scoreboard out there in right center. One run is going to score. Kinsella is going to come in to score. And pulling up with a triple over there is going to be Dylan Steyer. A triple to right field there for Steyer of Midland. And that gets the Warriors on the scoreboard as Kinsella comes around from first base to score easily here in the first inning of play. That was a hard-hit ball to right field. It bounces off of the scoreboard out in right center. Ryan Valdez chases it down there for Hastings. But a stand-up double for Dylan Steyer That is actually a stand-up triple for Steyer. That's going to be his second triple of the 2013 season. So Midland is on the scoreboard with a big, big base hit there by Dylan Steyer. And now Jake Loftus, the second baseman, will come up to the plate next for Midland. So the Warriors are out on top of these things. The Broncos played with a lead in that first ball game. They scored two runs in the first inning and four more in the second inning, and they pretty well controlled the contest against Doan earlier today. Now they've fallen behind for the first time here this afternoon. The RBI triple by Dylan Steyer here in the first inning, and Midland has got the lead by a score of 1-0. Jake Loftus up there now. He's taking a couple of pitches outside. It's now two balls and no strikes to Jake Loftus. Thomas Jurgensen, the right fielder, is due up there next. Next pitch by A.J. Frechtel is going to be in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike now to Jake Loftus. Loftus comes to the plate here for Midland at a season batting average of 194, 14 base hits, and 72 trips to the plate. He had no home runs, and he had seven RBIs this season. He takes a whack at that one. It's going to be two balls and two strikes now to Jake Loftus. He has walked 11 times so far this year and has struck out 20 times. He will bat from the right-hand side with a man on at third base. The hero so far in this first inning, Dylan Steyer, with that triple. Next pitch is going to be up around the eyeballs and outside the strike zone here on Loftus, and the count is at three balls and two strikes. So Thomas Jurgensen swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here from Midland. Justin Elridge, the catcher, will follow him, followed by Grant Gieselman, the first baseman. Then the center fielder, Nate Bentz. Midland has got the lead 1-0 here over Hastings. There's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So a couple of walks and a triple here in this first inning off of A.J. Frechtel. And now Thomas Jurgensen comes to the plate next for the Midland Warriors. Team coming in here out of Fremont. Thomas Jurgensen up there now for the Warriors here in this first inning of play. His batting average is at .091 in the season. He had two base hits and 22 trips to the plate. He bats from the left-hand side as he works against the, working against the left-handed throwing A.J. Frechtel out there for Hastings College. Midland now with base runners on at first and third base here in the first inning. One runner already in, 1-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead. A.J. Frechtel looking in for the sign from his catcher, Brent Hermanison. Pitch is on the way. The ball is going to be hit to right field again. Ryan Valdez goes back. That one's up against the wall at 367 feet away. Picked up by Valdez. One runner is going to score. And pulling up with back-to-back triples there. Actually, two triples in the last three batters is going to be Ryan Jurgensen. That ball was hit hard to right field as well. And bam, just like that, it's a 3-0 ball game. Steyer comes in from third base to score. Coming around from first base is going to be Jake Loftus. So a couple of triples here in this first inning of play. That one was hit hard again to right field. Ryan Valdez had a couple of go over his head there. Now Justin Elridge comes to the plate next. He is the catcher for Midland. So Jurgensen gets a triple here. Guy's been hitting .091 all season. That's his first triple of the year. And it comes at a big time here. Midland has jumped out on top of Hastings by the score at 3-0. Here in this first inning, there's a high fly ball again. This one's going to drift out in left center field. Going back will be Salas, the shortstop, and he makes the catch. And the inning comes to a grinding halt here. But Midland jumps on the Broncos early in this first inning. They score three runs with a couple of base hits, a couple of triples, a couple of walks as well. No errors on Hastings. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score of Midland 3, Hastings College nothing.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here
we go. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. We'll give you the batting order for Hastings College, brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI Mr. Tire of South Central Nebraska. Gabe Salas will lead off for Hastings College here. Ryan Valdez will bat second. Brent Hermanison, the catcher, will bat third. Then John LeMaster, the first baseman. Adam Brown will bat fifth today, followed by Trenton Neal, the left fielder. Jake Steets, the designated hitter. Ryan Anderson, the center fielder, and Ben Reimer, the second baseman for Hastings. Again, A.J. Frechtel on the mound for the Broncos here in game number two today. Starting lineups are brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI Mr. Tire of South Central Nebraska. Tyler Brungard is going to be the pitcher for Midland. He's a left-handed thrower here, as Gabe Salas is the first guy to come to the plate. One ball, two strikes to him. Tyler Brungard, 3.06 is his ERA, his overall record, 4 wins and 7 losses during the regular season. He has thrown 64 and two-thirds innings for Midland as he throws a changeup there to the plate that sails out wide for a ball. Out of those 64 innings, he's given up 54 hits, 26 runs, 22 of those earned, 15 base on balls, 44 strikeouts. Team's batting just .228 against him. There's a called third strike on Gabe Salas, and he goes down. So Salas takes a look at a called third strike in the outside corner. That's going to bring up Ryan Valdez next, the right fielder. Valdez comes to the plate here. He played in the first ball game today in that 6-1 win over Doan. Re-signed a fielder's choice at a single, scored a couple of runs, was hit by a pitch, and he grounded out once. As he squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Ryan Valdez. Brent Hermanison will come to the plate next for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's a fastball by Brungard. It's right down the pipe there. A called strike on Ryan Valdez, and the count is at 1-1. We're just joining us. Hastings College picked up an upset win in the first ball game today over second-seeded Doan, 6-1. Now playing here in a winner's bracket ball game. There's a ball hit down the line in right field. It's going to be in foul territory, and it falls to the turf out there. So Valdez will come back to the plate, and the count is at 1-2. So Hastings will make it into a day number two of the GPAC Championships. They'll play again tomorrow, no matter the outcome of this ball game. If they win, they will play early at 9 o'clock. If they lose this ball game, they'll play at 12:30 tomorrow here at Duncan Field in day number two of the GPAC Championships. Of course, the championship game of this double elimination tournament is set for Saturday here at Duncan. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, swung on, and a foul tap. Ryan Valdez goes down in the right-hand batter's box, but he gets back up, brushes himself off. Takes a look at Jim Bovey down there in the third base coaching box. Coach Bovey down there in the third base box. We've got Blake Marquardt over here in the first base side. Here comes the next pitch by Brungard. It's on the way, hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit as it gets into center field. Picked up out there by Nate Benz. So Ryan Valdez gets a base hit here in this first inning. That's going to bring up Brent Hermanison next. So the Broncos have a base runner. Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next for Hastings College. Hermanison, he played in that first ball game as well, obviously, and did some damage. He had a double in the first inning of play, came around to score in that inning, had a two-run single in the second inning. He struck out once in the fourth, and he grounded out in the seventh. So he was 2-for-4, the only guy with more than one base hit for the Broncos in that first ball game. He comes to the plate here and will take a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1 to Brent Hermanison for Hastings College. The Broncos still in their gray jerseys here this afternoon with their gray bottoms trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Midland dressed in their white bottoms and their navy blue tops with their orange trim here today. Midland has got the lead over Hastings by the score of 3-0 here in the bottom of the first. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a called strike, and Hermanison, no balls and two strikes. One man out here in the bottom of the first. Midland planted 3 runs in the top of the inning. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Salas. He stays put as a high fastball comes in and a swing and a miss from Hermanison. So he strikes out in the ball game. That's going to bring up John LeMaster next. Hermanison doesn't strike out a whole lot here for Hastings College. He had one in the first ball game and had one here in game number two. And now John LeMaster comes to the plate next. LeMaster is playing at first base here in game number two here today. LeMaster in that first ball game had an RBI single in the first inning. He flew out to right field, which drove home another run for Hastings in the second inning of play. Grounded out once and flew out to the shortstop once. So John LeMaster playing at first base for Hastings here in game number two. He will take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 here to LeMaster. Here comes the next pitch by Brungard. That's going to be down around the knees. That's going to be outside the strike zone. Two balls now and no strikes to John LeMaster. Adam Brown will follow him, then Trenton Neal. Hastings with a base runner down there at first base. That's Ryan Valdez. Pretty good lead over there. Gieselman will hold him on from Midland. Next pitch is going to be lifted to the outfield, but right at to Bence out in center field. He makes the catch. John LeMaster gets a piece of that one, but sends it right out to the center fielder, Nate Bence, who makes the catch. Hastings scores no runs on one base hit, no errors. One man left on base. One inning in the books this afternoon at Duncan with a score. Midland 3, Hastings nothing.
Get to CPI Mr. Tire during the Spring Savings Event, because with your purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires, like the CTS, the Cooper Zeon RS3S, CS4, and others, you'll earn a Visa prepaid card worth $60 to $80. Hurry in! The sale, like spring, can't last forever. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2012-2013 season. I'm Mike Will. We're at Duncan Field here this afternoon. Game number two for the Hastings College Broncos in the GPAC Baseball Championship. Hastings winning the first game over Doan by a score of 6-1. Now trailing Midland here in the second ball game, 3-0. Grant Gieselman comes up there now for Midland to lead off the top half of the second inning. Nate Bence will follow him. And we're back to the top of the order again, and John Nadell's 3-0. The Warriors dumped on A.J. Frontal, a couple of triples there in the first inning. Fructal walked a couple of guys, and bam, just like that, the Warriors hopped on the Broncos early, 3-0. As we head to the second inning, Grant Gieselman has a count of one ball and two strikes here with A.J. Fructal out there for the Broncos. On the mound as the next pitch comes in there, going to be a little bit too low, and the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes now to Grant Gieselman. He had a season batting average of .254 for Midland University. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes out. Strikeout number two in the ball game for A.J. Frontal. And now Nate Bence comes up there. He's the center fielder. Bence had a season batting average of .299. Hastings can ill afford to drop down by too many runs. It's not a team that's really built to come from four, five, six runs down. They're already trailing 3-0 here in this one. Here comes the next pitch from Frontal, the Grand Island native. That's going to be inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Nate Bence. He's got 29 base hits and 97 trips to the plate during the regular season. He's got one double to his credit, no home runs, 10 RBIs. Right-handed hitter working against the lefty, and A.J. Frontal hit right back to the pitcher's mound. Frontal tries to grab it. It's off of his hands, and everybody's going to be safe. Nate Bence is going to be aboard here. Frontal tried to grab that with his bare hand out there. Ricochets off of his glove or off of his hand, and it's picked up there by the third baseman for Hastings. That's Adam Brown, but no play at first base. So that's going to be a base hit there for Nate Bence, the number nine hitter in the batting order for Midland University. And now the top of the order comes back up there, and John Nadell's stumps in there. On the left-hand side, he grounded out his first time up there to a third base to begin the ball game. Here comes the pitch by A.J. Frontal. It's a fastball. It's going to be right down the pipe there, right at the knees. No balls and one strike here to John Nadell's, the designated hitter for Midland. His batting average during the regular season was at .234. Good lead down there at first base from Bence. He stays put. Pitch to the plate again. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and two to Nadell's. Midland, an aggressive team on the base pads as well. They are 91 out of 115 in stealing bases this year. They've got a base runner on at first base, leading in the ball game by a score of 3-0. Next pitch is going to be a fastball up high. Has now one ball and two strikes. Bence again is your base runner down there at first base for Midland. As far as a base stealing threat, he is 8 out of 14 in stealing bases. Base put here as the next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and two strikes. So John Nadels is up there for Midland. He has walked 14 times so far this year. He has struck out 23 times. Swings this one. That ball is going to be hit to right field for a base hit. Gets by the first baseman, John LeMaster. Picked up by Valdez. The runner goes to third base. Here comes the throw. It's going to be cut off. So John Nadels gets a single here for Midland. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Nate Benz. And now the Warriors have runners on at first and third base in the second inning of play. Vinny Orsi comes to the plate next. He is the shortstop. He struck out his first time up there in inning number one. So Midland has got the pressure on the Broncos again with runners on at first and third base. One bat out here in the inning as Vinny Orsi comes to the plate here for Midland. Orsi will bat from the right-hand side, and Frucht will work from the stretch here. The pitch is going to be way outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. If Frucht will run into any kind of a jam here in this ball game, I expect maybe Tyler Stender. He was up and working in the first ball game when Jeremy Williams had trouble in and out of the ball game. Tyler Stender would be our next hope here. There goes the runner at first base as the pitch is inside to throw down there at second base. They have got him down there, but a run's going to come in to score. So they chop down the runner at the second base. The Dallas is throwing out down there, but then the runner takes off at third. He comes home, and that makes it a 4-0 ball game in favor of the Warriors. No throw from in the center of the field there. Between the shortstop, Gabe Salas, and Ben Reimer at second base, they chop down the runner at second. Two men out, but Midland sneaks home a run there on the throw, so it's now a 4-0 ball game in favor of the Warriors. Vinny Orsi has a count here at the plate of 3-0. So 3-0 the count here to Orsi. He takes all the way on this one, and it's right down Broadway there for a strike. 3-1 to the shortstop from Midland, Vinny Orsi. Zach Kinsella is coming up there next for Midland. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside and down low. He walks this man. As Orsi heads down to the bag at first base, that's going to be this third walk of the ball game given up by A.J. Fructel. And now Zach Kinsella comes to the plate next. He is the third baseman. He walked his first time up there and came around to score one of the three runs that Midland plated in that initial inning of play. 4-0 is the score. Midland with 4 runs and 4 base hits already in the ball game. Doan had just 4 hits against Hastings in game number one. Actually, they had 6 hits against Hastings in game number one. Hastings out hit them 7-6. Hastings picking up the win over the Tigers by the score of 6-1, but running off to a buzzsaw here in game number two with Midland scoring 4 runs in the first 2 innings. There's a swing and a miss. Now a throw down to first base. Now they got the runner tied up between first and second. LeMaster runs the ball towards second base. Salas grabs the ball. He runs it back to first, and they're going to tag him out there. So Hastings picks off the base runner at the first base, and the inning is over. But Midland scores 1 run here in the second inning of play. 1 run on one base hit. Actually, 2 base hits for Midland. No errors on Hastings, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning now with a score. Midland 4-0.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs. The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos come to the bat. They're coming to a plate here in the second inning of play. Adam Brown, Trenton Neal, and Jake Steets comes out to face Tyler Brungard. Adam Brown is at a count of 1-2 here at the plate. GPAC softball championships are just now getting underway up in Sioux City. Hastings College has a first-round matchup with Briarcliff this afternoon. There's a high fastball and a swing and a miss there from Brown. That's the third strikeout of the ball game now for Tyler Brungard. That's going to bring up Trent Neal next. So Hastings against Briar Cliff in the softball championships up in Sioux City in the first game. Midland will take on Doan. Northwestern playing Nebraska Wesleyan and Morningside playing Dakota Wesleyan. All four games getting underway at 4 this afternoon. They had to move their tournament back a couple of hours because of the weather yesterday and last night. So they're getting the first round games going here at 4 o'clock. Trenton Neal comes to the plate next. He's the left fielder. Did not play for Hastings in game number one here today. Trenton has a batting average, though, of .382 on the season as he bats from the left-hand side. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. 2-1 the count. Trenton Neal has got 22 base hits and 85 trips to the plate so far this season. He's got a .259 batting average and an on-base percentage of .382. Got one triple to his credit. No home runs. Driven home 10 runs for Hastings College this year. As Neal waits on the pitch, that ball's going to be hit back up to the middle. That's a base hit. Picked up out there by Nate Bentz, the center fielder. So Hastings gets a base hit from Trenton Neal. That's their second hit of the ball game. And that's going to bring up Jake Steets next. Jake Steets comes to the plate here for Hastings College. In that first ball game, Steets was the designated hitter. Was officially 1-for-1 at the plate as he had a single and also had a walk in the ball game. One man out for Hastings here in inning number two. Broncos are now trailing by a score of 4-0 as Jake Steets will take a strike there. Nothing and one. Tyler Brungard, the pitcher for Midland here in this ball game. Justin Elridge is behind the plate. Grant Gieselman is over there at first base, and Jake Loftus is at second. Vinny Orsi is shortstop, and Zach Kinsella is over there at third base. Dylan Steyer out in left field. Nate Bentz out in center. Thomas Jurgensen is out in right field for Midland. One ball, one strike now to Jake Steets. Brungard, left-handed thrower, looking at the runner at first. He stays put. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is one ball and one strike now to Jake Steets. Steets on the season for Hastings College during the regular campaign. Struck out 16 times and he walked four times. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. First base side as it goes trickling into the dugout of Hastings. Broncos, the home team here in this ballgame. They were visitors in game number one, but Hastings occupying the first base dugout here this afternoon. Midland over here on the traditional home side, where the Broncos would normally be during the regular season. Next pitch, well, they're going to throw it over to first base, and Trenton Neal is back in there for Hastings. Trenton Neal is a base-stealing threat. He is 2-for-2 so far this season. As he inches away from the bag there at first base, he stays put. Here comes the pitch. Going to be hit over the head of the second baseman in the right field. Jurgensen picks it up. And staying at second base on the play is going to be Neal. Pulling up at first base is going to be Jake Steets. So back-to-back singles now for Hastings with Trenton Neal and Jake Steets. And now Ryan Anderson comes to the plate next. Anderson is the center fielder here in this ball game. He played center field in game number one today. And at the plate, Ryan Anderson for Hastings College picked up a base hit in the opener. So runners on now at first and second base as the pitch comes in. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count to Ryan Anderson of Hastings. Anderson also struck out. He hit into a double play. And he popped one back to the pitcher in his plate appearances in game number one against Doan. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And Anderson is now looking at a count of one ball and one strike. Jake Steets is down there at first base. Trent Neal is on at second. Midland scoring three runs in the first inning and one in the second. They've got a 4-0 lead over Hastings here in game number two of the GPAC Championships. Next pitch by Brungard, a curveball that's going to be fouled away, back out of play. And the count now with one ball and two strikes to Ryan Anderson for Hastings College. Ryan Anderson is a freshman out of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, 6 foot, 180-pounder. Brungard comes set on the mound. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That ball's going to be hit back up to the middle. That's a base hit. Heading for third base is Neal. He's going to be waved home here. Here comes a throw in from Nate Bentz. It's going to be cut off, and Hastings has got their first run of the ball game. Ryan Anderson drives one home here. But an RBI single in the second inning. That makes the score 4-1 now in favor of Midland. Hastings with three straight singles now in the second inning as Ben Reimer comes to the plate next. Ben Reimer is the second baseman for Hastings, batting in the number 9 hole. Reimer had a base hit and three trips to the plate in game number 1. He had a walk in the second inning, came around to score. Then he had a base hit in the fourth, and he flew out to left field in inning number 6. So Ben Reimer comes up there at the start of the day with a batting average of 154. So 4-1 is the score now. Hastings has hammered out four base hits here in this ball game. Runners out at first and second base. Seats is down there at second. Ryan Anderson is on at first. Here comes a plate, pitch to the plate. It gets by the catcher. Elridge back near the screen and advancing one, Jake Steets and Ryan Anderson. So runners are on at second and third base now. As the catcher for Midland couldn't grab that one out of the dirt, Justin Elridge. Now the runners are at second and third base. There's only one man up for Hastings, so the Broncos stay out of the possible double play ball here. As Brungard goes to work again, here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that's going to miss down low. And the count now on Reimer is at 2-1. 2-1 the count here as Hastings tries to keep things going. In the second inning of play, next ball is going to be a bunt laid down there, fielded by Brungard. He underhands it to first base, but a run comes in to score. The Broncos sneak one home there as Ben Reimer lays down a bunt. He's retired in the play from pitcher to first, but that drives home a run as Jake Steets comes in to score. That makes it a 4-2 ball game now in favor of Midland. Well, Hastings getting one home there as Ben Reimer lays down a nicely placed bunt in between the pitcher's mound and first base. Brungard gets him out at first base, but it drives home a run there for Hastings as the Broncos manufacture a run there. Moving over to third base on the play is going to be Ryan Anderson. This is Gabe Salas up there now for Hastings as we go back to the top of the order. He struck out his first time up there. And he will take a strike here on the outside corner. 1-1 now to Gabe Salas for Hastings. Salas, a 5'7", 155-pound senior out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. 1-1. Two men out here in the second inning of play. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be dug out of the dirt there by Elridge, the catcher from Midland. And the count is sitting at 2-1 on Gabe Salas. Brungardy throws the ball hard here from Midland. He's a junior out of Gretna, Nebraska, 6'4", 210-pounder. Left-hander, there's the ball hit on the ground towards second. Loftus scoops it up. He goes over to first. That's going to be in time, and the inning is over. As Gabe Salas will ground out to the second baseman, but Hastings College, they scored two runs here in the second inning on two base hits, actually three base hits for Hastings. No errors on Midland, and one man left on base. Two innings complete, seven innings scheduled between these two ball clubs here today in the winner's bracket ball game of the GPAC Championships. We'll take a break with a score of Midland 4, Hastings 2.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
It's National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One in Hastings and Kearney. That means buying new Karastan carpet is even easier than ever, with colors and textures to meet your style. And prices so good, it'll be hard to do just one room. With no interest financing until January 2016, you can do the whole house in luxurious Karastan carpet. Enjoy great savings and great selection during National Karastan Month at Jacoby Carpet One, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Beautiful, made affordable.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Duncan Field in Hastings. You're listening to the GPAC Baseball Championships on 1230 KHAS. A.J. Frankel stays out there for the Broncos as Hastings has now cut the deficit to 2-4 as we head to the third inning of play. Zach Kinsella up to the plate here for Midland to begin this inning. The pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and two to Zach. Dylan Steyer will follow him, the left fielder, and we'll see Jake Loftus, the second baseman, if they can get aboard Thomas Jurgensen. will come to the plate here from Midland. As the next pitch is a fastball that sails out wide for a ball. And the count now with one ball, two strikes to Zach Kinsella. Had a walk in inning number one. Came around to score one of the three runs from Midland. There's a swing and a foul tap back to the screen. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. GPAC Baseball Championships today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. First game won by Hastings over Doan, 6-1. There's the ball hit to the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit. Right in between LeMaster, the first baseman, Reimer, the second baseman, picked up by Ryan Valdez out there in right field. Zach Kinsella gets a base hit here for Midland. So again, the Warriors have a base runner in the third. Dylan Steyer comes to the plate. Next, he is the left fielder. Steyer, one of two guys to hit a triple in the first inning. Steyer drove home a run in that first inning. But he will stump in there from the right-hand side. For the second time here today after hitting a triple in inning number one. And the first pitch will be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Dylan Steyer. He started the day with a batting average of .309. Had his second triple of the season back there in that first inning for Hastings. Here comes actually for Midland. As the next pitch is going to be a fastball. That's going to be outside the strike zone. Two balls and no strikes. So Steyer now with 11 doubles. A couple of triples, two home runs for his extra base hits this year. 2-0 the count here at the plate. There goes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count here to Dylan Steyer. Your base runner down there at first base is Kinsella. As he inches away from the bag down there for Midland. Fractal looks that way, throws some heat to the plate here. He's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. As Steyer was taking all the way, three balls and one strike now. Kinsella is a base runner, 8 out of 11 in stealing bases. Could be a good position to do that right now with nobody out. He stays put as the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be fouled into the screening on the first base side in front of the Bronco dugout. And the count is now at three balls and two strikes. A partly cloudy sky, 50 degrees here at game time. It was 42, very windy conditions out of the north at the Smith Complex earlier today in a very chilly morning. Next pitch is swung on and foul tapped here at the plate. And the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Tap now sitting at 50 or so with winds still blowing at about 20 miles per hour, blowing actually toward the right field corner here in game number two today. Two home runs in out of the ballpark earlier today. One by Northwestern to win their ball game. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Madison could not control it behind the plate, so the count remains at three balls and two strikes. Northwestern hits a home run to win their ball game over Dakota Wesleyan earlier today, 4-3. Nebraska Wesleyan also had a home run out of here. In the ball game preceding this one, a near 5-1 win over the Lancers of Mount Marty. There's the ball hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up by Ryan Anderson out there in center field. So Dylan Steyer gets his second base hit of the ball game, a triple and a single. Moving down to second base on the play is going to be Zach Kinsella. And now Jake Loftus comes up there next. The Broncos have actually got some folks warming up, I think, down there in the bullpen on the first base side now, just in case. A.J. Fructel runs in the jam, and that's going to be all she wrote. You just had a funny feeling that Jim Bovey was not going to have too much further of a rope out there for A.J. Fructel to hang on. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Hastings College with nobody out in the third inning of play. We'll take a break with a score of Midland 4, Hastings College 2.
Not all that easy being a mom. Luckily, once a year, Mother's Day comes along that makes all her effort worth it, especially when that day comes with a gift from Imperial Jewelers. At Imperial Jewelers, we have special items that will remind your mom how special she is to you and your family. Mother's rings are a perfect gift that include the birthstones of all her children. Lockets, gold bracelets, and gemstone necklaces are also great ideas. Surprise her with a gift this Mother's Day from Imperial Jewelers in downtown Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the new pitcher for Hastings is going to be Ryan Garger. 5'11", 170-pounder out of Blair, Nebraska. Garger is not got a decision so far this year. He's thrown just 8 innings for Hastings. In those 8 innings, he is giving up 10 hits, 9 runs, 3 of those earned, 2 base on balls, 5 strikeouts. Teams are batting 3. Actually, 286 against him. He's got an ERA of 3.38. So Ryan Gardner comes out here in relief of A.J. Freckel, who goes 2 innings plus here today. Gives up 6 hits, a couple of strikeouts, 3 walks. He has given up 4 runs so far. And the runners on the base pads at first and second would be charged to his statistics if they come home. That Steyer down there at first base. On second base is going to be Zach Kinsella. Zake Loftus is up to the plate here for Midland. He had a walk and scored a run in the first inning. There's a bunt laid down. Third base side charging there at third is going to be Brown, and he falls down. Falls down to his seat of his pants. He tries to field the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. Jake Loftus is aboard with an infield single. So moving over to third base on the play is Kinsella. Steyer is now on at second base. Jake Loftus gets aboard at first base here for Midland. And now the bases are jammed as Thomas Jurgensen comes to the plate next. He is the right fielder. Jurgensen wears number 4 in that navy blue uniform here this afternoon. He had a triple his first time up there. In fact, he knocked one off with a scoreboard in right center field. Jurgensen waits on the pitch now from Garter. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Thomas Jurgensen. Garter is one of those submarine-type throwers. Kind of an awkward motion here. But he gets the job done. No balls and one strike to Thomas Jurgensen. With the bases loaded up here from Midland in the third inning of play, the Warriors already leading by a score of 4-2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. It's now 1 ball and 1 strike. So no place to put Jurgensen here in this third inning. Jurgensen waiting on the pitch here from Garter. And he had a batting average of .091 before he hammered one to right field off of the scoreboard for a triple in the first appearance here in this ball game. Next pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. Justin Elridge would be next here from Midland, followed by Grant Gieselman, if the Warriors can keep things going. Nobody out here in the third. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on, and it's going to be fouled right back into the glove of Brent Hermanison, who's behind the plate for Hastings in game number 2 here today. So Ryan Gardner is now on the mound for the Broncos, and Hermanison's behind the plate. John LeMaster, Ben Reimer on the right side of the diamond. Gabe Salas, Adam Brown on the left side. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Gardner. The ball is going to be swung on. It's going to be fouled. Third base side out of play. That remains at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings possibly will have a part of this game played under the lights here tonight. It'll be the first time that the new lighting system has been on for an official ball game here. Here comes the next pitch. It comes inside and it nearly hits him. And Jurgensen's now looking at a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Evidently, they had the lights on earlier today during the day games, getting things situated and timed out with a new Muscle lighting system in place now. The towers have all been taken down if you haven't been by the ballpark here in the last couple of days. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled away, out of play. And the count goes, or remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the first phase of the renovation project at Duncan is going to be completed here as far as the lighting is concerned. Some other stuff going to be going on throughout this summer. And then when summer baseball gets over this year, they'll start the massive reconstruction project here at Duncan Field and hopefully be ready for the Bronco spring season next year. Three balls and two strikes. Here's a pitch inside, and it's going to almost hit him, but it's outside the strike zone. It's a walk anyway. That drives home a run here as Thomas Jurgensen gets a walk. Coming in to score from third base on the play is going to be Kinsella. That makes it a 5-2 ball game in favor of Midland. Steyer ends up over at third base. Now in second is going to be Jake Loftus. On at first base is Thomas Jurgensen. Justin Elridge, the catcher, is up there next. He flew out to the shortstop in shallow left field. The first time up there to end inning number one. So there's still nobody out here for Midland. Warriors out on top now by 3 runs at 5-2. Zelrich brings his club to the plate here in the right-hand batter's box. Gardner throws into the plate way outside as Brent Hermanison goes out chasing that one out from behind the plate. And the count is at 1-0 now to Justin Elridge. Grant Gieselman, the first baseman, would be next. Nate Bentz is in the hole, the center fielder. Midland trying to tack on some runs here in this third inning of play. Gardner working from the stretch. There's a high fastball that's going to be swung on and missed. And the count is sitting at 1-1. Hastings playing ahead of the runner at first base. That's John LeMaster down there. About even with the bag over at third is going to be Adam Brown. Ryan Gardner working from the stretch here, the right-handed thrower, as he throws a submarine pitch to the plate and it hits him. So Justin Elridge is hit by a pitch. That will produce another run. Coming in from third base to score is going to be Dylan Steyer. Bases are still loaded as Loftus moves over to third base on the play. Moving over to second base is Jurgensen. And now running for the catcher over there at the first base is going to be Shane O'Connor. He'll run for Elridge at first. So it's now a 6-2 ball game in favor of Midland. Those two runs are going to be chalked up to A.J. Fruchtel. So his numbers are now complete. 2 innings pitched, 6 hits, 2 strikeouts, 3 walks, 6 runs. Grant Gieselman comes up there now in a 6-2 ball game. Gieselman, he struck out his first time up there in inning number 2. Here comes the next pitch from Gardner. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-0. So 3 singles so far in this inning. A walk and a hit batter. Still nobody out for Midland in this third. Here comes the next pitch by Gardner. It's going to be in there for a strike on the inside corner and the left-handed hitter. And the count is sitting at 1-1 to Grant Gieselman. 254 is his batting average during the regular season. 16 base hits and 63 trips to the plate. He had 7 doubles to his credit. Stands in the left-hand batter's box and will take a breaking pitch there for a strike. 1-2. No home runs. He's got 8 RBIs. He has walked 11 times so far this year. He has struck out 14 times during the regular season. 0-2 is the count now. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes out. So the first strikeout of the ball game for Ryan Gardner. And the first out in this third inning. That's going to bring up Nate Bentz next, the center fielder. Bentz, he had a single back there in the second inning of play and came around to score the one run that they scored in that inning. They have tacked on 2 more since. 6-2, Midland has got the lead. And now Ryan Gardner will go to work on this guy. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Nate Bentz from Midland. Bentz, 5'9", 160-pounder out of Omaha. Bases are still loaded with one man out here in the third. Gardner's next pitch is going to be swung on, hit down the line in right field. It's going to be in foul territory. So they got it. No balls and 2 strikes now to Nate Bentz. He stands here in the right-hand batter's box waiting on the pitch. Bentz has walked 14 times so far this year. He has struck out 9. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on. Tapped out towards second base. Fielded there by Reimer. He tags out the man and goes to first base. That's not going to be in time. So Nate Bentz is going to get a board on the fielder's choice. Being tagged out, going to second base on the play is going to be Justin Elridge. A run comes in to score. Jake Loftus comes home and taps the plate. That's going to be the 7th run of the ball game for Midland. It's a 7-2 ball game. Jurgensen ends up over at third base. So after all that, Nate Bentz is aboard. Runners are on at first and third base. 2 men out now here in the inning. And that's going to bring up the top of the order again, John Nedels. He's been up there twice already. Had a single his last time in the second inning, and he grounded out one, so he's one for two today. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be inside. The ball gets away from the catcher, Brent Hermanison, and running down to second base on a play is going to be Bentz. Another run comes in to score as well as Thomas Jurgensen comes down the line to score for Midland. So things not going well for Hastings College here in game number two today after they picked up a very impressive win over Doan in the opener. They're falling behind here. 8-2 is the score. A couple of runs have scored here off of Ryan Gardner since he came on earlier in the inning. The pitch here at the count here at the plate is one ball and no strikes. There goes the runner from second to third. The throw down there is going to be not in time. A stolen base there for Nate Bentz. The throw right on the money by Brent Hermanison, but Adam Brown unable to make the tag down there. A head first slide down there at third base by Nate Bentz. So a stolen base here from Midland, and now they've got their ninth run of the ball game just 90 feet away. The count here on John Nadels is going to be sitting at two balls and no strikes with Vinny Orsi due up there next. Here's the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. Two balls, one strike now to John Nadels. Midland batting in the top half of the third inning. They've got the lead over Hastings by the score of 8-2 here in the GPAC Championships. Here's the next pitch. That's going to be in there for a strike. And the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count to Nadels. He has walked 14 times so far this year, but he was struck out 23 times. Here comes Gardner's next pitch to the plate. That's a curve ball that's going to miss outside in the count. Now is at three balls and two strikes, so they've worked her full here. 3-2 the count with a man on at third. And here comes the next pitch from Gardner. It's going to be outside for a ball, and he walks in. So a baseline ball is given up there. Now Vinny Orsi comes to the plate next. Nate Bentz is down there at third base now, and John Nadels is on at first base. And Jim Bovey is going to make another trip out to the mound here for Hastings, and usually that's not a good sign if you're a pitcher, and he's already made the call to the bullpen. So we're going to have a pitching change coming up here, the second one of the inning. We will take a break now with a score of Midland 8, Hastings College 2.
Did you know there's a new greenhouse opening on April 20th in Kennesaw, Nebraska? They will be offering the finest selection of bedding plants, vegetable plants, and annuals in hanging baskets and planters. Geraniums are their specialty. Located on South Smith in Kennesaw, formerly the Ladybug, is now Digger's Green Thumb. Locally owned and operated, Digger's is open at 9 a.m. 7 days a week. So come see the selection and quality at Digger's Green Thumb in Kennesaw.
The root of success at Custom Pack is the time-tested tradition of conscientious, hard-working men and women applying their expertise to get you the perfect cut. Having the control of locally sourced meats, the safety of modern technology, and cutting when the time is right, you get meat that just tastes better, the way it should taste. The best products and service you can trust. Visit Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. New pitcher is going to be Nate Story. Story, 5'9", 185-pounder. A senior from Larkspur, Colorado. So Nate Story becomes the third pitcher used by Hastings College so far in this ball game. Story is 0-2 on the season. He's got one save. He has thrown 23 in the third innings, giving up 29 hits and 20 runs. 15 of those have been earned. 11 baseline balls and 11 strikeouts, ERA 5.79, and teams are batting 305 against him. Vinny Orsi to the plate now for Midland. He represents the ninth guy to come to the plate. There's a slow whirl around there. Reimer at second. He goes to first, and the inning is over. So one pitch, and Nate Story gets the Broncos out of the inning. But again, Midland does a whole lot of damage here in this third inning as they score four runs in the third, and they've got the lead over Hastings College as we go to the bottom of the third inning. The score, Midland 8, Hastings College 2.
Maybe you have aging parents who wished you lived a little closer. Somewhere you could be more a part of their life and they of yours. Somewhere they wouldn't have the house to take care of and could make a lot of new friends. Have more freedom to do what they want. So when you say, how about getting together, they say, we'll have to check our schedule. This is what senior living at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village can provide. Call us at Hastings Village and let us help you begin that conversation. View our services on the web at good-sam.com.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
1230 KHAS.
I'm back here at Duncan Field. Hastings College trailing here in the GPAC Baseball Championships. The score is 8-2. Tyler Brungard comes back in and throws for Midland, the left-hander, and up to the plate for Hastings is going to be Ryan Valdez. Valdez had a single his first time up there. So Ryan Valdez trying to get things started here for Hastings. Broncos have fallen behind here. The pitch comes inside for a ball, and the count of Ryan Valdez is going to be at two balls and no strikes. Valdez, the junior out of Evergreen, Colorado, 5'6", 165-pounder. As the next pitch is going to be right down the pipe there, two balls and one strike. Ryan Valdez in game number one today reached on a fielder's choice, had a single, scored both innings, was hit by a pitch, and he grounded out once. Now he works out a walk here as he heads down to the bag at first base, so Hastings with a base runner. And that's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Tyler Brungard. Brent Hermanison now comes to the plate next. Hermanison, he struck out his first time up there in inning number one. Hermanison was 2-for-4 at the plate in game number one today. That went over Doan as the first pitch comes in there for a ball, 1-0 the count. Big gust of wind blowing some dust around here at the plate at Duncan Field. Winds continue to blow out of the north at 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting over 30 here today. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's now one ball and one strike to Brent Hermanison. John LeMaster would be next for Hastings, and then Adam Brown. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the third inning. Hastings the home team here in this game number two today. There's the ball hit to the left side, but it's going to be picked up there by the third baseman. Kinsella goes to second for one over to first base, double play. Brent Hermanson hits in to a double play. A 5-4-3 double play. Nice job at first base by Grant Gieselman, grabbing that one out of the dirt, scooping it up. So now there's two men out here in the third inning of play. And John LeMaster will be up there next. LeMaster flew out to center field in game number one. Actually, he was 1-for-4 in game number one. He flew out to center field here in the first inning of the second ball game. He'll take a pitch down low for a ball here. One ball and no strikes to John LeMaster, the Adams Central product. There's a ball hit right to third base, and then Kinsella has problems with it. And they throw it across the diamond. It's not going to be in time. He grabs it. Nice play defensively, grabbing the ball from taking that one into the left field. But Kinsella then bobbles the ball a little bit, picks it back up, and by that time, John LeMaster was safe at first base. That's going to bring up Adam Brown next. So John LeMaster is aboard. That's going to be a base hit, they say, for Hastings College. And that's going to bring up Adam Brown. Adam Brown next. He struck out back there in inning number two. So Hastings with a base runner. That's John LeMaster at first. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. He's going to jam him inside. He's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to nothing and two to Adam Brown. Hastings trailing 8-2 here in the ball game today. Winner plays tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Loser will play tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 in the elimination game. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed, and the inning is over as Adam Brown goes down swinging there. There's going to be fourth strikeout of the ball game for Tyler Brungard. The inning is over for Hastings. The Broncos trail will go to inning number four here today with a score of Midland 8, Hastings College 2.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field. The GPAC Baseball Championships today here on 1230 KHIS. They give Midland an error on that tamper from John LeMaster to a shortstop. But nevertheless, Hastings kept off with a scoreboard there in the bottom half of the third. They scored no runs on no hits. Midland with an error, and they leave one. Now Midland comes to the plate here as Nate Story goes back to work for Hastings. The third pitcher used for the Broncos. He's going to see Zach Kinsella here in the fourth inning. This is exactly the same spot we started in the third inning as Midland bats around there in the inning. As now Nate Story will try his luck at this lineup for the Warriors. Two balls and one strike now to Zach Kinsella. Batting in the number three position here for the Warriors. They're out on top of Hastings by the score of 8-2 here this afternoon. In this double elimination tournament, there's a strike called in the inside corner. That's now two balls and two strikes. Dylan Steyer would be next, and Jake Loftus. If they can get aboard, we'll see Thomas Jurgensen. There's the next pitch swung on, and the foul tap here at the plate. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Hastings College Baseball presented in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud the team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos Sports for the 2012-2013 season. Game number two today for Hastings College is a ball that's going to be hit to the left side, knocked down by the third baseman Brown, gets back on his feet, throws it across the diamond. It's going to be in time. Nice play there by the Bronco defense. Adam Brown knocks it down at third base, gets onto his feet, throws it across the diamond. John LeMaster scoops it out of the dirt, and Zach Kinsella is going to be retired in the play there from third to first. 5-3 officially. Now Dylan Steyer comes to the plate next. So Hastings committed just one error in the first ball game today against Doan. That was a nice play by Adam Brown at third base. Dylan Steyer comes up there, and at very first pitch hits him. It just breezes by the uniform, but evidently caught just enough. And a hit batter here as Steyer goes down to the bag at first. Now Jake Loftus comes up there next for Midland. Loftus is a sophomore, 180-pounder, 5'8", out of Omaha, as he will dig in here from the right-hand side. So Steyer is your base runner now at first base for Midland. His base stealing numbers this year, 4-for-4. Pitch comes to the plate. Steyer stays put. Pitch is going to be down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to Loftus. Thomas Jurgensen, the right fielder, is next. And then Justin Elridge, the catcher. Midland batting here in the top half of the fourth inning. There's a quick throw to first base. That's not going to be in time. Diving back in there is Steyer. Nate Story, a right-handed thrower, so he's looking over his left shoulder there at the bag at first. Comes center of the mound. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Fastball misses outside. Quick throw down to first base. That's not going to be in time. Brent Hermanison throws it from his knees down behind the plate. Down to first baseman John LeMaster, who applies the tag, but not soon enough. Steyer is back in there. The count is at two balls and no strikes now to Jake Loftus. Next pitch is swung on and missed. 2-1 the count down to Loftus. As he bats here for the Warriors of Midland, 194 was his batting average coming into the GPAC tournament today. Had 14 base hits and 72 trips to the plate. There's a throw over the first, not in time. Loftus with five doubles to his credit so far this year. No home runs. He's got seven RBIs. Has walked 11 times and has struck out 20 times. Lays down a bunt, third base line. It's going to hit the line. It's going to curve over into foul territory. Adam Brown comes in to retrieve the ball, but it's in foul territory. And the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes. One man out for the Warriors here in this contest. These two teams split their last regular season series to wrap up the year. Up in Fremont, Midland won the first game over Hastings 3-1. Broncos won the nightcap by a score of 2-1. Both of these teams with identical records in the conference this year at 9-11. There goes the runner at first base as a swing and a miss at the plate, and the throw down to second base is going to be in time. So Hastings gets out of the inning. Loftus strikes out in the ball game here. That's going to be the first strikeout for Gardner. And then Hermanson throws it down to second base to complete the inning here. So no runs on no hits, no errors on Hastings, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning now with a score of Midland 8, Hastings College 2.
Can you imagine how awesome it would be to live in a community with no substance abuse? That's the vision of the Area Substance and Alcohol Abuse Prevention Coalition, or better known as ASAP.
Hi, my name is Scott Stemper, and I'm the executive director of ASAP. We're a nonprofit organization that serves Adams, Clay, Knuckles, and Webster counties. ASAP partners with agencies and school districts in these communities to help change the attitudes and raise awareness of the dangers of substance abuse. Our mission is to prevent the abuse of alcohol and other substances through information, education, and the support of the recovery community, and with social policy change. ASAP offers resources such as a free lending library, recovery store, and we also can refer those in need of drug evaluations to counseling specialists. ASAP offers drug classes for teenagers 18 and under. If you have a need or for information on how you can get involved, please call us at 402-463-0524 or visit us on the web at asap-ne.org.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. Hastings trailing in the ball game now by a score of 8-2. Broncos playing a couple of runs in the second inning of play here in this one. But Midland jumped on Hastings early. Four runs in inning number three today. They had one run in the second and three in the first. As 8-2, the Warriors have the lead here. The winner's bracket ball game of the GPAC Baseball Championships today. Trenton Neal is up to the plate here for Hastings. He did not play in game number one, but he had a single his first time up there back in inning number two. Came around to score one of those two runs for Hastings. Neal has a count of 2-1. Here comes the next pitch by Brungard is going to be down low for a ball. There is now 3-1. So 3-1 the count here to Trenton Neal, who's playing out in left field here for the Broncos in this ball game. There's a slow roller down the line at first base. It's going to be in foul territory. And a count of 3-2. If Hastings loses this ball game, they'll play at 12:30 tomorrow, and I expect John LeMaster will probably be out there for Hastings in that ball game. They're trying to keep the Broncos alive in this tournament, but still a long way to go here. We're just in inning number four. There's a tamper towards second base. Charging, grabbing the ball, and grabbing it over to first in time to just catch it. Trenton Neal was close over there. And Jake Loftus throws out Trenton Neal at first base. Loftus to Giesemann to record the out there. Some oohs and ahs coming up from the crowd. Close play there, but you ring him up over at first base, and now Jake Steets coming up there next. Steets had a single his last time up there. Came around to score one of the runs in the second inning. He's for one in this ball game. Takes a strike here, nothing at one to Steets. Taking the first ball game. Had a single. He reached on a fielder's choice, and he walked in the contest against Doan. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. 1-1. The two teams that Jim Bovey told us he liked in this tournament are playing in the elimination game right now. One of those two teams are going to be going home. Doan and Morningside. They're playing in the elimination ball game today out at Smith. 2-1 here. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and it's now 3-1. So 3-1 to Jake Steets. The Broncos need some base runners here. Trailing by 6 runs. As we bound in the bottom half of the fourth inning, Ryan Anderson will be next for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. He'll be fouled away back over the screen, and it's 3-2. Softball championships underway in Sioux City. They had a 4 o'clock start today. The tournament moved back a couple of hours because of the rain and all the stuff we had yesterday. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So now Hastings has a base runner as Steets heads down to the bag at first. And for Tyler Brungard, that is going to be his first walk of the ball game. He has struck out 4. Hastings with 4 base hits so far in the ball game. Actually, this is the second walk given up there by Tyler Brungard. He had one in the last inning. To Ryan Valdez. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0 the count down to Ryan Anderson. He is the number 8 hitter in the batting order. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner as Tyler Brungard nibbles away there. 1-1 to Ryan Anderson. Reimer then Gabe Salas. Taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Jake Steets. Brungard looks that way, offers one to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. 2-1. So 2-1 the count here to Ryan Anderson for Hastings College. Anderson, a product from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, playing for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch. Swung on, hit towards short. Orsi has got it. Goes to second for one over the first base. Double play. Ryan Anderson hits into a double play here to end the inning. So that is all she wrote here for Hastings in the fourth. Broncos score no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning with a score, Midland 8, Hastings College 2.
We realize that once a customer picks out the chair they want or the new sofa, that they can't enjoy that new purchase until we complete our service. And our service involves setting that exact item where they want it, moving the other items in their house.
That's Michael Bruce of Bruce Furniture, and the topic is free delivery and the uncanny additional service that goes along with it when you buy it, Bruce Furniture.
When we go out to a customer's house, our goal is to leave that house in better shape than when we arrive. We take the term delivery service at its word. We believe it's a big service part of what we do. Maybe it involves we take it away to the auction for them, and we'll take care of all the paperwork. Maybe instead they want to donate that used item to a favorite charity. We can take care of that as well.
And to think it all starts with salespeople in the store who actually listen to what you need. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
And this is all a service that we provide at no cost to the customer.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos bat now here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-2. Brother Midland batting now in the top half of the fifth inning. There's a ball that's going to be popped up behind the plate. It's going to be grabbed here by the Broncos catcher and Brent Hermanison as Thomas Jurgensen will foul out to the catcher on the very first pitch delivered by Nate Story here in the top of the fifth. So Justin Eldridge comes to the plate next. He's the catcher. He was hit by a pitch his last time up there in inning number 3. Hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Flew out to shortstop is only the other time up there. 1-for-1 officially as he has a little check swing strike here. Nothing in one to Justin Eldridge. Grant Gieselman, the first baseman, is up there next for Midland. Next pitch by Nate Story is going to be inside for a ball as 1-1. So Hastings has used 3 pitchers so far in this ball game. A.J. Frechtel got the start today for the Broncos. He lasted just 2 innings. There's a ball tapped to the right side. Could be trouble down the line at first. Retrieved there by the pitcher, and Nate Story goes over and touches the bag. So Story, it was tapped toward the first base. Story comes up with the ball, and he runs over and taps the bag at first to record the out on Justin Eldridge, not risking a little underhand toss there to John LeMaster, but he gets the job done. 2 up, 2 down here for Midland in the fifth. And now Grant Gieselman comes up there next. He is the first baseman. He struck out in inning number 2, and he struck out in inning number 3. So he's 0 for 2 here today. And he takes a strike there, and it's no balls and one strike. Grant is 6'7", big kid out of Elkhorn, 210-pounder, playing at first base today for Midland. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. 1-1 here to Gieselman with Nate Bentz in the on-deck circle here for the Warriors. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's 2-1 now. Came to the ballpark today with a batting average of .254. Midland picking up a win over Morningside earlier today by a score of 3-2 in the opening round game. There's a hard hit ball to right center field. Going over is going to be the center fielder for Hastings, Ryan Anderson, and he makes the catch. So Gieselman gives that baby a ride, but Ryan Anderson chases it down out in center field. So the Warriors go down in order here in the fifth inning of play. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth now with a score. Midland 8, Hastings College 2.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
This morning, I heard my mom's favorite song on the radio. It made me think of all the great times we've shared and how she's always been there for me. Thinking about her made me smile. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Show Mom how special she is by sending her a bright spring bouquet or a beautiful blooming plant from Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers, and happy Mother's Day from everyone at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. You know, I can always count on Mom and Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field. Hastings College trailing here in the winner's bracket ball game of the GPAC Baseball Championships. The score is 8-2. Ben Reimer comes up there now here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Ben Reimer, then Gabe Salas, and we'll see Ryan Valdez. And one of those guys get aboard, Brent Hermanison. So Ben Reimer comes up there. He's 0-1 so far here in this contest. Hit one back to the pitcher earlier in the ball game. That was back in the second. He's got a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes, and this pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 3-2. Ben Reimer playing at second base for Hastings here in game number 2. Also played in the first one against Doan today. Had a single and 3 trips to the plate. And here he is caught looking at a called third strike. That was a 3-2 pitch, and Reimer let it go sailing right on by. So that's the fifth strikeout in the ball game for Tyler Brungard for Midland. And now Gabe Salas comes up there next. Salas, he is 0-2 so far in this ball game. He struck out once and grounded out once. Salas had a base hit. Had a walk in the first ball game against Doan. Grounded out the other 2 times. He takes a strike here, and it's nothing and one to Gabe Salas. Next pitch is a breaking pitch that stays out wide for a ball. 1-1 the count. Hastings scored 2 runs in that first inning of the first ball game today. 4 runs in the second. Then did not score in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, or seventh innings. Hastings has scored a couple of runs here in the second inning against Midland. They have not scored in the first, third, fourth, and so far in the fifth. Next pitch is going to be popped up. First base side. Coming over is going to be Gieselman, but he can't get there. It goes falling to the turf on the right field side. So the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. This tournament will continue tomorrow with some elimination ball games. Winner's bracket ball game will lead things off tomorrow at Duncan at 9. A couple of elimination ball games for the rest of the night. Then the championship ball game is slated for 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. There's the ball hit towards short. Vinny Orsi is going to be cut off by Constella, the third baseman, and Constella makes the out over at first base. So Gabe Salas will ground out to the third baseman, Zach Constella. Now there's 2 up, 2 down here in the inning. Ryan Valdez comes to the plate next. Valdez had a single in the first inning. And he walked in the third, so he's 1-for-1 here in this ball game. Valdez with 1 base hit and 3 trips to the plate in game number 1. So Ryan Valdez comes out here and will face Tyler Brungard for the 3rd time today. And there's a pitch that's going to be a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Ryan Valdez, the junior, 5'6", 165-pounder out of Evergreen, Colorado. Next pitch to Valdez is be a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. So 2-1 the count to Valdez. Next pitch is down low and outside. 3-1 the count. Tyler Brungard working quickly there, and he falls behind this hitter at 3 balls and 1 strike. Brent Hermanison swinging the bat in the on-deck circle for Hastings College. As the next pitch comes in there, it's going to be a strike in the outside corner. It's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings so far with two runs and four base hits. Next pitch is off to handle the bat. He fouls it away back to the screen. Count remains at 3-2. Midland with eight runs and seven base hits, one error. Hastings with two runs, four base hits, and no errors. Brungard winds and delivers. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled again. First base side. He gets out of play. And the count remains at 3-2. Hastings with a 6-1 win over Doan in the opener today. Midland knocking off Morningside by a score of 3-2. Next pitch by Brungard is going to be down low, and he walks him. So a base on ball is given up there to Ryan Valdez as Ryan gets on the base pads now. That's going to be walk number three in the ball game, given up by Tyler Brungard. So Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. He's the catcher. Hermanison about due here in this ball game. He's hit into a double play back there in the third. And he struck out in the first, so he's 0-2 in this one. Hermanison had a big double in that first ball game today to drive home some runs in that contest against Doan. Had a double and also had a single. Struck out once, and he grounded out once. Elridge, Justin Elridge, now the catcher, goes out to have a couple of words with his pitcher out there for Doan. Tyler Brumbaugh returns back to the plate and will take his position here. 1-0 to Brent Hermanison. Hastings with a base runner at first base. That's Ryan Valdez, but there's two men out, and the Broncos are trailing by six runs here in the ball game. There's a hard hit ball to left center field. Going back is going to be Steyer, and that one is going to roll out toward the wall at 405 feet away. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Valdez, and that's a double for Brent Hermanison. So Brent Hermanison gets a double to drive home a run here as Ryan Valdez comes all the way around from third base, actually from first base, to score. That makes it an 8-3 ball game now. Brent Hermanison gets his second double of this day. And now Hermanison is going to come out at the second base, and Connor Thomas will come in to run for him. So Hermanison drives home a run with a double to left center field. And now coming to the plate is going to be John LeMaster. So Connor Thomas now running for Hermanison at second base. That's the fifth hit, a double to left center field for Brent Hermanison. John LeMaster now fouls away this pitch. Nothing and one to John. He reached on an error his last time up there in the third inning. Also had ball that was caught out in center field by Nate Benz. That was back there in the first. So LeMaster is 0-2 here in this ball game. As he waits on the pitch from Tyler Brungard. Tyler looks at the runner at second base. Off-speed stuff thrown into the plate. That's going to be fouled away. First base side. The count's at 1-2. Hastings got a base hit in the first ball game from Salas, Valdez. Hermanison had two. LeMaster had one. Steets had one. Ben Reimer had one. Hastings knocking off Doan in the opener today for just joining us. 6-1 and a little bit of a surprise there. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's 1-2. But Hastings has fallen behind here to Midland. 8-3 is the score now. As the Broncos bat in the bottom half of the fifth inning, this one's scheduled for 7 today. The games tomorrow will go 9 innings. 1-2. Tyler Brungard continues to work for Midland with the base runner on at second. That's Connor Thomas. How a timeout is called here is Don backs out of the batter's box, now re-enters, taps the plate, takes a couple of practice swings. As gets ready for the next pitch from Tyler Brungard. Comes set on the mound. Here comes the next pitch. A called third strike on the outside corner, and he strikes out. Strikeout number 6 in the ball game for Tyler Brungard as John LeMaster is caught looking here in the fifth inning. Hastings scores one run on one base hit. That was the double by Brent Hermanison. No errors on Midland, and one man left on base. We go to the top of the sixth with a score. Midland 8, Hastings College 3.
Ah, would you listen to that? A steady whir of a bustling household.
I didn't do that.
Maybe right now would be a good time for... That's right, a Pepsi. Knock, knock, who's home? Refreshment. Sorry, can't talk. My mouth's filled with Maybe we should put the blinds down and dance.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe definitely. This is like throwing a house party, but only inviting Pepsi and yourself. The Joneses have never had a taste like this.
for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Nate Story comes back out to throw for the Broncos in this sixth inning of play. As Midland University comes into play here. It's going to be Nate Benz to lead things off in the sixth. He scores around the bunt and will foul it away here. Nothing at one to Nate Benz. Here comes the next ball. It's going to be hit to the right side. Yeah, gets through there for a base hit. Right in between LeMaster at first, Reimer at second base in the right field as Ryan Valdez picks it up. So Nate Benz is aboard here. Now for Midland to lead off the sixth inning of play. That's going to be eight base hits now for the Warriors. John Nadalos comes to the plate next. He's the designated hitter. He has walked once. He has singled, and he has grounded out once. So he's one for two as he bats here from the left-hand side, lays down a bunt in front of the plate, picked up there by Story. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. But the sacrifice works as they move the base runner along to second base. Now there's one man out. One man out here in the sixth with the base runner on in scoring position at second base. Vinny Orsi comes to the plate next. Orsi is the shortstop here for the Warriors. Vinny, so far, he has struck out here in the contest. He has walked once, and he has grounded out once. One for two in the ball game here, as Vinny Orsi will come to the plate for Midland with a man on in scoring position at second base. Here's the pitch to the plate. He goes after a low fastball there and a swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Vinny Orsi. He is 6 foot, 175-pounder, a junior out of Omaha, playing there for the Warriors in Fremont. No balls and one strike to Vinny Orsi. Club in hand on the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the next pitch from Nate Story. It's swung on, fouled away. First base side, and the count is it. No balls and two strikes. Temp right around 50 at game time here for game number two today at Duncan. It's going to be cold tonight for the night ball games. The low expected around 28 degrees in Hastings. In fact, a freeze warning in effect for most of the night. Got another game to go after this one here at Duncan Field tonight. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a called third strike right on the corner. Nice pitch delivered there by Nate Story. So that's going to be strikeout number two in the ball game since he came on in relief back there in the third inning. And Zach Kinsella comes to the plate next. He is the third baseman. He grounded out his last time up there. Had a single, scored a run in the third. Had a walk and scored a run in the first. He hits that ball to the left side. Gabe Salas. He's got it at shortstop. His throw to first base is going to be in time. And Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done here as Gabe Salas makes the play on the ball at shortstop. Midland scores no runs on one base hit. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Time running out for the Broncos. We're in this winner's bracket ball game between Midland and Hastings. Go to the bottom of the sixth with a score of Midland 8, Hastings College 3.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Every Thursday night is pizza night at the VFW in Hastings. Piping hot made-to-order pizza with your favorite toppings, or carry out a take-and-bake pizza and have your pizza at home. Every Thursday night from 5:30 to 8 at the VFW in Hastings. Located at 1053 South Wabash and open to the public.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, it's an 8-3 ball game. The Warriors have the lead over Hastings College. Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan, they're tied up. Top of the sixth inning out at Smith. The Broncos down their last two at-bats here. Gotta get something going. Very good performance on the mound by Tyler Brungard out there, and there's a strikeout right off the bat here. to begin this inning here for Hastings College. A strikeout.
Now batting for Hastings, number 14,
Trenton Neal comes up there next. That was a Santorelli out there for Hastings College as a pinch hitter for Adam Brown. Santorelli batting here in the sixth inning, and on three pitches he goes down. So strikeout number 7 in the ball game now for Tyler Brungard. So Santorelli, a quick pinch hit performance there. And now Trenton Neal comes up there next. He had a single in the second inning of play, came around to score, grounded out once. So he's 1-for-2 here in this ball game as he waits on the pitch and he watches one go on by, gets away from Justin Elridge behind the plate. 1-2 here to Trenton Neal. Jake Steets would be next, and then Ryan Anderson. Broncos with 5 base hits here in game number 2 today. Here's the wind and the pitch by Tyler Brungard. It's on the way. A fastball that's going to miss outside. And the count is at 2-2. So Trenton Neal up there for Hastings College. Had a single earlier in this ballgame. There's a check swing, and they say it went around with it. Yes, he did. A strikeout. So Trenton Neal, he goes down. Back-to-back strikeouts here for Tyler Brungard. Looks like he's getting stronger as the day wears on. He struck out the last 3 guys that he's faced. 2 here in this inning, and he got John LeMaster looking there at the end of the 5th inning. And now Jake Steets will come to the plate next. Steets, he's had a single here in this contest. He's also drawn a base on balls. Steets also played in the first ball game for Hastings College today and a single. And he walked in his 2 plate appearances. He's ahead on the count now at 2-0. Ryan Anderson will be next. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the 6th, trailing by the score of 8-3. As the ball is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count is sitting at 2-1. So 2-1 the count here to Jake Steets for Hastings College, trying to get something started. Steets, a sophomore from Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. 6'1", 175-pounder. 2-1 with 2 men out here in the 6th. As the next pitch comes to the plate, it's going to be down low for a ball. It's now even up at 2-2. Midland jumped on the Broncos early. 3 runs in the first inning. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and he walks him. So after striking out 3 straight guys, he walks his 4th. And now coming on is going to be the center fielder in Ryan Anderson. Anderson, he's got a single here in this ball game. He's also hit into a double play. And an RBI single back there in the 2nd inning. If Hastings cannot come back to win this ball game, we'll play at 12:30 tomorrow. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike, and it's nothing at 1 to Ryan Anderson with Steets. Over there at the bag at first base. And now Brungard will work from the stretch. There's another pitch to the plate. It's swung on and missed. Ball right at the knees, and Anderson chases after it. It goes to 2-2. 2 men out here in the 6th inning of play, and the Broncos are trailing by 5 runs, needing some offense. Hastings came into this tournament hitting only .230 as a team. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. The count remains at 2-2. Coming into the tournament, Hastings went 7-4 down the stretch. They won 7 out of their last 11 ball games to secure a spot here in the GPAC championship. They picked up a win in the opener today over Doan, the second seeded team, but now they're trailing here. Midland by the score of 8-3. As the next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and it's 1-2. 1-2 the count, taking a lead down there at first base is going to be Steets, and now backing out of the batter's box is going to be Ryan Anderson. Ben Reimer is swinging the bat in the on deck circle. He will be next here for the Broncos. Jim Bovey looking on from the third base coaching box. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes out the side here with a walk thrown in there for good measure for Midland. As Ryan Anderson goes down, strikeout number 9 in the ballgame now for Tyler Brungard. Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base. We go to the 7th inning with a score, Midland 8, Hastings College 3.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College softball team wins today in the opening round of the GPAC softball championships up in Sioux City. The Broncos beating Briarcliff by a score of 9-4. So Hastings will play either Midland or Doan in the second ball game coming up roughly at 6 o'clock tonight up in Sioux City. So the top-seeded Hastings softball team winners over Briarcliff today by a score of 9-4. Hastings already in the national tournament as the regular season champs. But they continue their winning ways, picking up a win in game number one today at the GPAC Softball Championships in Sioux City. Baseball team trailing here by the score of 8-3 to Midland as the Warriors bat here in the top half of the seventh inning. This is Dylan Steyer up to the plate first. He's a left fielder. Jake Loftus will follow him. Thomas Jurgensen, the right fielder, will be after him. Nate Story throwing down for Hastings, the third pitcher used by head coach Jim Bovey in this baseball game here today. A.J. Frechtel got the start, went two innings, gave up six hits, had a couple of strikeouts, three walks, six runs. Ryan Gardner came on and threw just a third of an inning for Hastings College. There's a swing and a miss here at the plate, and a strikeout as Dylan Steyer goes down. That's going to be strikeout number three in the ball game for Nate Story. And now coming up there is going to be Jake Loftus. Ryan Gardner, he threw a third of an inning today for Hastings. Had one strikeout, gave up two runs, had a couple of walks. He hit a batter. He gave up one base hit. Nate Story has been out there ever since. And now he's going to go to work here on Jake Loftus. Story's been out there since the third inning with a man out. Jake Loftus comes up there. He's got a single, a walk, and he strikeout so far in this ball game. Now he takes a strike here on the outside corner, and he falls behind on the count. No balls and two strikes. 8-3 is the score. Midland has got the lead over Hastings College here in the winner's bracket side of this GPAC baseball championship here today. Double elimination tournament. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and Loftus in the count had one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 the count here. As Story again throws under the plate, that's going to be a fastball that misses outside. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes. Hastings can ill afford to give up anything more here in this top of the seventh inning. They'll have one more shot in the bottom half of this inning. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be lifted to the outfield. Coming on is going to be the center fielder, and that's going to be Ryan Anderson who makes the catch. So Ryan Anderson makes the catch out there, and a Jake Loftus fly ball. And now Thomas Jurgensen comes up there next.
Now batting, number four, Jack Davis.
And now we're going to have comes to the plate here in this seventh inning. He fouls away this pitch. No balls in one strike. Hastings loses this ball game. They'll play at 12:30 tomorrow against the winner of the game between Dakota Wesleyan and Mount Marty. They'll play that one later on tonight at the Smith Complex. So Dakota Wesleyan or Mount Marty would be the next opponent for Hastings at 12:30 tomorrow in the elimination ball game, unless Jim Bovey and the Broncos can pull one out of their hat in the bottom half of the seventh inning. 1-1 the count here. Here's the ball. It's going to be swung on and missed. And the count here at the plate is sitting at one ball and two strikes. Two men out for Midland here in inning number seven. Hastings trying to get out of here with no more damage done as Nate Story working out there for Hastings. working from the stretch with nobody on the base pads. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Again, the Hastings College softball team wins over Briarcliff today 9-4 as they continue their winning ways. They'll play again tonight at 6 up in Sioux City. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And now the count is full with three balls and two strikes. Looking ahead to the Hastings half of the seventh, they got 9-1-2 coming up there with Reimer, Salas, and Ryan Valdez. But they're going to need a whole lot there in the seventh inning to continue this, baby. Next pitch is going to be a called third strike on the outside corner. So a strikeout there. That's the fourth strikeout of the ball game for Nate Story. Midland goes down in order here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning now with a score. Midland University 8, Hastings College 3.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Today's ShopWheelerDealer.com deal of the day. Long John Silver's $5 certificates for half price. No limit while supplies last. Log on to ShopWheelerDealer.com or click the link on our station website.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at Duncan Field. Hastings in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-3. As Brungard's going to be out there to try to finish things off here. And we got a new batter at the plate here for Hastings. This is going to be Mitchell Marquardt. As Marquardt comes up there for the first time here today, batting for Reimer in the number 9 position. So Mitchell Marquardt, who did not play in game number 1, comes out there and is a pinch hitter here in the inning. And he's ahead of the count at 2 balls and 1 strike. So Marquardt batting here in the 7th for Hastings. His batting average on the season is sitting at .208. There's a pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball. It's now 3 balls and 1 strike. Mitchell Marquardt, he has struck out 12 times so far this year. He has walked 8 times. Ahead of the count here at 3-1. Next pitch is going to be just outside the strike zone. And a base on ball is given up there. So Hastings with a base runner is going to be walk number 5 in the ball game. For Tyler Brungard, he's going to try to finish things off for Midland here in this contest. Now Gabe Salas will come up here in the 7th. Gabe Salas so far today, he has struck out once, he has grounded out once, and he's grounded out again. And there's a pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Gabe Salas. So Brungard is out there trying to finish things off. He's already thrown 5 complete games this year for Midland. Looking at number 6 right here, if he can get out of here. Hastings has a man on at first base. That is Marquardt. Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike as he fouls away the last pitch. Brungard working from the stretch, looks at first base. Now throws one to the plate. That's going to be a fastball up high for a ball. And it is 1 ball and 1 strike. As we look down in the third base bullpen, nobody up and throwing right now for the Warriors. Brungard has pretty well kept the Broncos in check here in this second ball game. Next pitch is going to be a called third strike in the outside corner. They had 1-1 up on the scoreboard with a called third strike there on Gabe Salas, and he goes down. That's going to be strikeout number 10 in the ball game now for Tyler Brungard. There's one man out here in the seventh inning. And now the Broncos will have Tyler Delafonte coming to the plate next. He did not play in game number 1 either, as he's up there in a pinch hit role here in this seventh inning as the Broncos look for some offense with a man on at first base. Here comes the next pitch to Delafonte. A big swing and a miss. Delafonte's got the best on base percentage of anyone on the roster this year for Hastings College is sitting at .449. His batting average is sitting at .315. He's got 17 base hits and 54 trips to the plate. Delafonte waiting here in the left-hand batter's box. He hits that one to the left side. Picked up by Constella. Bobbles the ball at third base, and everybody's going to be safe. Zach Constella moving to his left as he cut off Vinny Orsi, the shortstop. Constella trying to handle it there as he bobbled the ball, and everybody's going to be safe. So Delafonte gets aboard here with a base hit in the seventh inning. That's going to move Mark Ward over to second base in the play. And now Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. Hermanison had a double and drove home run last time up there in the fifth inning. Hit into a double play and struck out his only other two times up there against Tyler Brungard. And now he takes a pitch there on the outside corner for a strike. Hermanison struck out in the first inning here against Brungard. He also struck out in the last ball game against Doan. Uncharacteristic of him. And Hermanison has done the job this year for Hastings College, hitting well over 300 for the Broncos. Now a timeout is called here as Hermanison backs out of the batter's box. One man out for Hastings in the bottom of the seventh inning. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 8-3. Brungard comes set, throws one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to our right center field. They're playing deep out there, and it's going to fall in there. Picked up by Bence out there in center field. Around the bag at third and coming home and scoring on the play is going to be Mark Ward, and Hastings plates a run here in the seventh inning. As Brungard gives up the base hit here to Brent Hermanison, who drives home another run for Hastings. Delafonte ends up at third base now for Midland. It's an 8-4 ball game now in favor of the Warriors as John LeMaster comes to the plate next. There's one out for Hastings, and now we're going to have a courtesy runner for Hermanison at first base. That's going to be Connor Thomas. So Connor Thomas out at first base now. Over at third base is going to be Delafonte. John LeMaster is at the plate. John is the number four guy in the batting order. Trying to make something happen here in this contest. LeMaster, he's flowing out to center field. He's reached out in there, and he's struck out once. So he's 0 for his last three. Here comes the pitch by Tyler Brungard. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be staying down low, a little bit outside. And the count is at 1-1 and no strikes here to John LeMaster as he bats for the Broncos. LeMaster started the day with a batting average of .207. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. So LeMaster is adding a count of 2-2 and no strikes. We'll see what happens in the next position here for Hastings in the batting order if they have a chance. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball at 3-0. Adam Brown has been there. Santarelli pinch hit earlier. Looks like Creighton Leaf is out in the on-deck circle now for Hastings. There's a strike in the outside corner as John LeMaster was taking all the way. 3-1 now. To John LeMaster as he bats here in the seventh inning of play with his ball club trailing by 4 runs. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball, and he walks him. So walk number 6 in the ball game given up now by Tyler Brungard. He's got 10 strikeouts. He's got 6 walks. Connor Thomas moves down to second base. Delafonte is on at third. And now we're going to have Creighton Leaf coming to the plate in the seventh inning of play. In this number 5 spot in the batting order. Creighton did not play in the first ball game for Hastings. And will take a pitch inside for a ball. He actually represents the tying run here as he comes to the plate in the seventh inning. Hastings down by 4 runs, but they got the bases loaded. Creighton Leaf with a .317 batting average on the season. And now Brungard will back off of the rubber and take a little extra time here between pitches. He's looking for his 6th complete game of the season. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, taken all the way there, and a strike on the Creighton Leaf. 1-1 now, the Leaf. He has struck out 12 times so far this year. He has walked 5, trying to keep things going. Hastings with one man out here in the seventh. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to be on the left side of the diamond. Calling for it is the third baseman, Constella, and he makes the catch right at the foul line. So Leaf, he's going to fly out to the third baseman, Zach Constella. That's going to be the second out of the inning. 14, Trenton Neal. Now Trenton Neal, the left fielder, comes up there next. Neal, he's got a base hit and three trips to the plate. He grounded out once and he struck out once. Had that single back there in the second inning. Scored one of the two runs that the Broncos plated in that inning. As he takes a look at a fastball there up around the eyeballs. One ball and no strikes. Hastings scores two in the second. They score one in the fifth. They score one so far here in the seventh. Midland with three runs in the first inning, one in the second. They come back with four in the third. Here comes the next pitch. It's right down the pipe there. Trenton Neal as he keeps the bat on the shoulder. And the count is at one ball and one strike. Hastings with a win earlier today over Doan. Trying to go back-to-back here, but they're down by four runs in the seventh inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to miss down low. And the count is at two balls and one strike. So some oohs and ahs from the folks from Fremont down here as they try to wrap up this ball game. Hastings with the bases loaded in the seventh inning. Brungard again throws one to the plate. That ball's going to be hit to center field. That's a base hit. One run is going to score. They're going to wave the second one to the plate. He's going to score. And the Broncos are now within two runs at 8-6. Trenton Neal drives home a couple of runs here with a single to center field. That brings home Delafonte from third base on the play. Brings home Connor Thomas from second place running for Hermanison. LeMaster ends up at second base. Trenton Neal is on at first base. And now Jake Steets will come to the plate next. It's an 8-6 ball game now. And Jake Steets represents the winning run here at the plate for Hastings College. There's two men out. Here comes the pitch by Brungard. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Jake Steets. A single and a walk and another walk for Steets here in this ball game. Bats from the right-hand side. 8-6 in the score. The Broncos now with seven base hits in the ball game. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and two strikes now to Jake Steets for Hastings. The Broncos down to their last strike. The winner plays tomorrow morning at 9. The loser plays tomorrow at 12:30 in the elimination ball game. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit to left field. Backing up is going to be Steyer. Backing up. And he makes the catch. The ball game is over. Steets gives that baby a ride probably out at the Smith Complex earlier today. That one will have been out of here. But that is going to be caught out there by Dylan Steyer. And the ball game is over. But Hastings comes up with three runs here in the seventh inning of play. Three runs on a couple of base hits. No errors on Midland. And two men left on the base pads. Ball game is over as Midland knocks off Hastings College in the winner's bracket ball game here of the GPAC Championships by the score of 8-6. We'll be back with a recap after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888. Or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
This morning, I heard my mom's favorite song on the radio. It made me think of all the great times we've shared and how she's always been there for me. Thinking about her made me smile. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Show Mom how special she is by sending her a bright spring bouquet or a beautiful blooming plant from Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers, and happy Mother's Day from everyone at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. You know, I can always count on Mom and Bob Sass Flowers.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field as Midland knocks off Hastings College. In this winner's bracket ball game of the GPAC Baseball Championships, final score of 8-6. The Broncos scoring three runs in the seventh inning of play, but it wasn't enough as Midland had a big lead going into the final inning, and Midland survives and they knock off Hastings 8-6. So Midland goes 2-0 on the GPAC Championships after beating Morningside in the first game today by the score of 3-2. They come back and beat Hastings by the score of 8-6. The Broncos go 1-1 in the opening day of the GPAC Baseball Championships. Hastings upsetting second-seeded Doan in the first ball game, 6-1 out at Smith. They come back home at Duncan here and lose to Midland by the score of 8-6. Midland scores 8 runs on 8 base hits. They commit 2 errors. Hastings, 6 runs on 7 base hits, no errors. Winning pitcher today is going to be Tyler Brungard. He is now 5-7 on the season. He throws his 6th complete game. He goes the distance here from Midland. He gives up the 6 runs and 7 base hits. He had 6 walks and 10 strikeouts. So Brungard is now 5-7 on the season. A.J. Fruchtel is going to be the losing pitcher for Hastings. He is now 1-6. Fruchtel goes just 2 innings today. Gives up 6 base hits, a couple of strikeouts, 3 walks, gives up 6 runs. Ryan Gardner comes on, throws 1/3 of an inning. He gives up a strikeout, or he has a strikeout, gives up a couple of walks. He hit a batter, gave up 1 hit and 2 runs. Nate Story comes on and throws the final 4 2/3. He kept Midland off of the scoreboard. Had 4 strikeouts. He hit a batter, gave up no walks, and actually pitched pretty well for Hastings down the stretch. But Midland had already had a big lead, and the Broncos dropped this one today by a score of 8-6 here in the ballgame. So Hastings is now 14-27 on the season. Hastings will play in the elimination ball game tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, as they will face either Dakota Wesleyan or Mount Marty in that ball game. Those two teams will square off at 7 o'clock tonight out at the Smith Complex. Mount Marty today lost to Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 5-1. And it was Dakota Wesleyan losing a heartbreaker to Northwestern in the first ball game here at Duncan by a score of 4-3. Northwestern hitting a home run in the eighth inning to end that ball game. So those two teams will score off later on tonight at the Smith Complex. Hastings 1-1 on the opening day, and they'll play again tomorrow at 12:30. We'll have the game here on 12:30 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at about 12:15. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco baseball continues on 12:30 KHIS.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our postgame show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game. Now it's back to the diamond.
And we're back here at Duncan Field. Hastings loses this one today to Midland by the final score of 8-6. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. And offensively, you look to a couple of guys. Brent Hermanison, he had a couple of base hits in the ball game here in game number 2 today. Trenton Neal also come up with a good performance as he gets a couple of base hits in the ball game. Ryan Anderson, he had a base hit for Hastings College in this contest today. Ryan Valdez, he had a base hit. Tyler Delafonte, a base hit in the seventh inning and a pinch hit roll. All candidates for our player of the game. Then you got to throw in Nate Story, who threw some scoreless relief down the stretch here for the Broncos. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our player right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin. Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College will be Nate Story, who came on in relief for Hastings, the third pitcher used by the Broncos today. Gives up a three base hits. Pitched a 4 2/3 innings of scoreless relief today. Had four strikeouts, hit a batter, and had a couple of walks in the ball game today. So Nate Story is going to be our player of the game today as Hastings College drops this one to Midland by the score of 8-6. Sixth round, the Bronco postgame show is straight ahead with more postgame information as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The Coach's Postgame Show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with a Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
It's time now for the Coach's Postgame with Broncos head coach Jim Bovee.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. Hastings College drops this one here to Midland by a score of 8-6. While we wait for the coach, we'll have a couple of minutes to spend with Nate Story, our player of the game today for Hastings College. Nate, thanks for stopping up.
Thanks for having me.
It was a tough one here today. You guys fell behind early and then battled back, but it wasn't enough there in the seventh.
No, you know, when you fall behind early, you kind of put yourself in a hole and you have to make some at-bats happen. And it's hard when we don't capitalize on opportunities early in the game. We had some runners on base. We couldn't execute some plays. And, you know, when we give up three or four runs an inning early in the game, all the momentum goes to the other side.
You guys picked up a win in the opener here today over Midland. And on the drive over here, I thought that you had a lot of emotion in that ball game, and you had to try to keep that thing going in the second. You just couldn't do it.
Yeah, you know, getting that big win this morning, coming out in the first round and beating Doan and, you know, the cross-school rival, whatever you want to call it. But we came out and we just flat, and looks like we were a little tired from that first game. And getting out of here early this morning to get that tarp off made it a little – made it for a long day of baseball, but no excuse to come out and, you know, lay an egg. You got to go out there and compete every pitch.
Yeah, when you're kind of the host team, you got a little bit more duties to just come out here and play baseball, don't you?
Yeah, it was, we're out there and working on the field right now and got to go over back to Smith and help out some other teammates that are working the field. So the fact that we were able to play today was a good thing, but it's tough when you end on a sour note kind of like that.
Talk about your performance out there. You kept a Midland off of the scoreboard through a 4 2/3 innings. It looked like you had things going your way.
You know, I just tried to establish my fastball early, and as it worked later into the game, try to get my breaking stuff in there. You know, I've worked hard for 4 years and just trying to get my stuff ready to go for an opportunity like that. My goal was just to keep our team close in the game to make a run that last inning like we did, and, you know, that ball gets over his head. We're still playing right now.
You guys saw this team on Saturday to wrap up the regular season. Played in a much smaller park up in Fremont. Some low-scoring games up there, but they hit the ball pretty well today.
You know, they really did come out and swing in. You know, that's a credit to their hitters as well, you know. And college baseball is good hitters hit good pitchers. And, you know, sometimes when you leave the ball up over the plate, you know, I left some up. They got hits off me. They left some up. We got some hits off them. But, you know, this park holds a lot of balls. But today it held some, but it held them pretty close.
Yeah, a couple of home runs, matter of fact, before we got here today. You don't see that very often, a couple of home runs here in the GPAC Baseball Championship. So now you guys go 1-1. You face the elimination tomorrow, and you you really just you play with a different psyche tomorrow. You got to do everything you can to stay alive tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, but that's a good thing about this team is we're always a loose and we're ready to go team. And I think tomorrow when the games go to nine innings, because the games go a little longer tomorrow, a nine-inning game, your psyche really does change from a seven-inning game, just going out there and knowing that you have that many more chances to win a game. But we got to establish ourselves early, you know, get a couple runs, like we like to say, get them on, get them over, get them in. And our pitchers just got to beat up the zone. When we do that, you know, we're a tough team.
Okay, you still feel this is a baseball team that can make some noise here in the final 2 days?
Oh, I'm extremely confident in this team. We got plenty of pitching left, and we have, you know, good timely hitters. We got guys that are getting hot at the right time. We got plenty of good arms left. I'm not worried about this team at all.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Yep, Nate Story is our player of the game for Hastings College as he joins us on the post-game show. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and talk with the coach as we continue on Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings drops this one here tonight to Midland in the second ball game, 8-6 was the final score. Here is head coach Jim Bovey joins us. Coach, just too big of a hole to start off the bat, start off this ball game today.
Same game as this morning, just reversed. We got hit in the mouth. You know, this morning we struck first, and today, this afternoon, they struck first. And like you said, it's too big a hole, you know, I tell our guys, you know, you only get one or two chances to score in a lot of these games, and you got to maximize what you can. And this morning we did in the second inning, and this afternoon didn't have those chances, didn't do as much of them as we could, and they did. You know, they got they get four in the third there, and you know, they had a weakly hit ground ball to second. They scored a run on, so they bled what they could out of that inning, and it was just too big a hole for us.
These things, a big emotional win in that first one. We have a hangover from that first game to the second game?
I mean, you'd be tempted to think that. You know what, the combination of things, I mean, it's tough hosting because our guys were the first ones out of the yard getting moving the tarp around and taking care of the field and that type of thing, and then you turn around and you know, in between games, some of our guys went back to class, and so it's not always as honky-dory hosting as what some people think, but that's certainly not an excuse. I mean, their pitcher registered a lot of strikeouts on us, and they hit a lot of balls hard. You know, the first 19 guys that came to the plate for them, we only got five of them out. The other two outs we got on Hermanis and throwing guys out on the bases. So we just didn't do the job to come out of the gates in terms of shutting down their offense.
A.J. Frunk, though, guy, it's been pretty good for us down the stretch here. Really struggled, I thought, today.
Yeah, you know, he came out and got the first two outs right away, and I thought this is, you know, might be a good omen. And just a lot of balls hit hard, got in trouble with some walks, and you know, if you saw he and Jeremy throw from the side, you would think that AJ throws a little harder, has a little better stuff, but left some balls over the middle, and a good hitting team, and playing in the tougher field, believe it or not, today. I mean, they had a couple balls that really carried the right field that normally don't carry at this time of year here, so. It just wasn't his day. I mean, I feel bad for him. I thought that he could give us a good outing. Just wasn't his day today. You know, Nate, you know, we tried to go with Ryan. That didn't work. Went with Nate. He finally stabilized things. But in a seven-inning game, you don't have to have as many chances, and we're going to have to regroup for tomorrow.
Yeah, Nate actually threw pretty well out there, kept Midland off the scoreboard.
He did. I think, what did he go, 4 1/3?
Yep.
And hit a guy and gave up one single, I think, is all he went through. So, yeah, he threw well, and you know, if now you got to win two tomorrow if you're going to keep playing, so you're getting to Saturday, and your pitching depth could kick in. So, you know, we got a couple starters left for tomorrow, so we hope our first one can come out and give us a good outing, and we're worried about who we're throwing in game two tomorrow.
Will that be John LeMaster in game one tomorrow?
We'll go with LeMaster in game one. You know, again, our most veteran guy has thrown well his last two outings, and who do we play? The winner of Mount Marty and Dakota Wesleyan. So he's faced one of them and not the other. So I don't know, again, if that's a big deal. AJ threw against Midland just last Saturday, so maybe it is a big deal. So we don't know, but, I mean, we think he's our best shot right now, so we'll go with him. And if he can get us through there and we don't have to use Stender, we'll come back with Stender on the second game.
All right, so Hastings goes 1-1 on the opening day. You're still alive, and that's what the goal was, to get into the day number two, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, I told our guys after the game, you know, when we were back 2-7 and had just been shut out by Morningside, if we had told any of you that you'll be playing the second day at home in the conference tournament, we all would have taken it. So, you know, emotionally draining day, a tiring day for all of us. We were up early, and emotional win against a team that we consider a big rival, and not quite as good outing here, but I think our guys will hopefully regroup, and we got a little time to get ready and play that 12:30 game, and hopefully we'll play well. You know, defensively, we still played well today. Even the game we lost, our defense played pretty well, so if we can get all three facets of the game going, we got a chance to stick around for a while.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Jim Bovey, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning the first game today over Doan by a score of 6-1. They suffer a setback here in game number two today as they lose to Midland by a score of 8-6. So the Broncos now 14-27 in the season, but they're still alive in the GPAC championships here today. They'll play tomorrow at 12:30. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 12:15 here on 12:30 KHIS. Hastings College will play either Dakota Wesleyan or they'll play Mount Marty. Those two teams will square off at about 7 o'clock tonight at the Smith Complex. Hastings College softball team, they came up winners today over Briarcliff in the softball championships up in Sioux City. Hastings will play in a second ball game coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. So the Broncos picking up a win on the opening day of the GPAC softball championships up in Sioux City. 12:30 will be the first pitch tomorrow here at Duncan Field, on the air with the pregame show at 12:15 here on 12:30 KHIS. For John Debron, my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Duncan.